Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Be Thankful Business Podcast. I am your host and your money coach, and this is a full episode of how millennials are still a driving force in today's buyer's demand. So if you're thinking about selling your house but wondering if buyers are still out there, know that there are still people who are searching for a home to buy today, and your house may be exactly what they're looking for. While the millennial generation has been dubbed the renter generation, that namesake may not be appropriate anymore. Millennials, the largest generation, are actually a significant driving force for buyer demand in the housing market today. And here's why. While there's no denying higher mortgage rates are making it more challenging to afford a home today, many millennials are still eager and able to buy homes, whether it's their first or they're moving up. That's in large part because of the value they place on education. A recent article from First American says millennials may be the most educated generation in our nation's history. Because of that, they tend to earn higher wages, and that translates to greater home buying power. Here's a quote from the deputy chief economist at First American. In 2020, millennials with a bachelor's degree had a median household income of over $100,000, while those with at least a graduate degree had a median household income of over $120,000. Compare those income levels with the median household income of millennials with just a high school degree or some college of $60,000, and the earning power benefits of higher education are undeniable. Millennials' pursuit of higher education is good news for the housing market because education is the key to unlock both greater earning power and, in turn, home ownership. And since wages are one of the key things that factor into affordability when it comes to buying a home, these higher earnings can help millennials achieve their home ownership goals. So millennials continue to be a driving force of demand. A number of studies have looked into how the millennial generation views home ownership and how they're uniquely positioned to define the housing market moving forward. As the largest generation, the volume of potential millennial home buyers will have an impact on the market for years to come, as an article in Forbes explains the following. At about 80 million strong, millennials currently make up the largest share of home buyers at 43% in the U.S. That's according to a recent national survey from the NAR. So that is simply due to their numbers and eagerness to become homeowners. This cohort is quite literally shaping the next frontier of the home buying process. Once known as the rent generation, millennials have proven to be savvy buyers who are quite nimble in their quest to own real estate. In fact, I don't think it's a stretch to say they are the key to overall health and stability of the current housing industry. End quote. So again, if you're thinking of selling your house but are hesitant because you are worried that buyer demand has disappeared in the face of higher mortgage rates, know that that isn't the case for everyone. While demand has eased this year, millennials are still looking for homes. Ask Mark Fleming. He's the chief economist at First American. He says the following in a recent article. Quote, while not the frenzy of 2021, the largest living generation, the millennials, will continue to age into their prime home buying years, creating a demographic tailwind for the housing market. End quote. So what's the bottom line? Millennials are interested in and well-positioned to achieve their home ownership dreams. So if you're ready to sell your house, know that it may be just what they're looking for. So I'll also share with you that we've spoken recently about some key ways to help you on your home search and why you may want to consider condos and co-ops, especially millennials, right? There are many different driving forces as to why people are looking to buy a home or to sell a home. Some people need office space in their home. Some people need more outdoor space, right? Some people are looking for different features, different amenities. Some people want to be closer to the market. So it just depends on your particular buyer, and it depends on the seller. So stay tuned because I know we've spoken a lot about our millennials, but I'm also going to share some upcoming information and news that may pertain to all of my baby boomers. Until next time, be bold, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable.